Good morning. When Pastor Troy first asked me to speak on why I believe God is good, I told him this will be easy. But then after thinking about it, I realized I've never really been very good at explaining why I believe in certain things, as in the subject of God. It seems as if I've always believed in God and that He is good. I wasn't raised going to church, but I was told that God was the creator of the world and He takes care of us. So I don't ever remember not believing in God. When I was a freshman in high school, my mother's sister was dying and made her family promise to go to church. My mother stood by that promise, and that Sunday I found myself in church. I didn't go willingly. However, I felt the love of God in that church family from the very start, and that was the beginning of my Christian life. Part of why I believe is what God has done for us, His creations. First, He created us to show His love. We had a perfect world, but He didn't force us to love Him. He let us choose. We, as humans, mess that up by wanting more than we already had. He forgave us, and with a few new guidelines, we were given a fresh start. Again, we messed up by straying away from God and worshiping practically everything but God. So again, we were given a new chance after the flood. And again, we screwed up. So God sent His Son, Jesus, to earth to show us the way in person. Yet we still couldn't seem to grasp the concept of God's love. So this time, He sacrificed His Son to die on a cross so that we could be forgiven of all of our wrongdoings and live with God eternally. All we have to do is believe. God is good. Another reason I believe is that I see evidence of it every day and everywhere. I see His goodness in nature, flowers, trees, waterfalls, butterflies, rain, all perfectly created. I see it in the smiles of children, the pride of parents as they watch their children's accomplishments, and in the joy of grandparents admiring their grandbabies. God is good. I also see God's goodness in my own life. When my children were younger, they were given the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Guatemala. This not only changed their view of the world, but changed their direction in life as well. When they came back, they told of the joy of the people of the village. They had this joy even without having what we consider the necessities of life. This one trip opened our family's eyes to the needs of the world. God has since given them both opportunities to serve Him throughout the world. Andy was called to the Philippines for 2 years, where God had His future wife waiting for him. God is good. I also see God's goodness in the life of my brother. He got caught up in alcohol and drugs for over 20 years, leading him to lose everything he had, his wife, his family, his friends. He was living on the streets. But God put an angel in his life to assist him in turning his whole life around. And now he's following God. By the way, that angel is now his wife. God is good. Everywhere I turn these days, I see evidence that God is good. Even on my Facebook page, there are Bible quotes, inspirational stories, and prayers for each other on a daily basis. We as Christians hear the bad all around the world, and it's overwhelming. One of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future. I believe that it is our joy as Christians to help spread the news. God is good. Thank you.